Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. This song was made popular by the Fisk Jubilee Singers. They were a group of 12 musicians, and they would travel around the country giving concerts. The goal of their first concert was to raise $20,000. To some, today that may not seem like a lot of money, but this was back in the 1800s, right after the Civil War. They had an African-American school near Nashville, Tennessee, and so they went on their concert tour to raise money for this school. They sang all over, in Europe and in America. They sang in concert halls. They even sang for the President of the United States and the Queen of England. Wow! Would you be a little nervous if you were singing for the Queen of England? I know I would. Do you know how much they raised on that tour? Over $100,000. They were the first group that carried the Negro spirituals, the songs that the African American slaves would sing about their release and about heaven and about the freedom that they wanted and hoped to find. So this song has a lot of meaning, and I hope you enjoy learning it with us.
In the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, in the morning when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you may have all this world, give me Jesus, just about the break of day, just about the break of day, just about the break of day, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, give me Jesus, you may have all this world, give me Jesus.
Let's open with prayer, asking Jesus to be with us. Dear Lord, we need your Spirit today as we open the Bible and as we learn more about you. Come into our hearts. Amen. Hello, boys and girls. I am so glad that you are here with me. We have another week full of stories of Jesus, and we get to get started with it right away. Jesus was invited to eat at the home of a Pharisee. Do you know who the Pharisees were? They were people who were religious leaders for the Jews. And so they worked in the synagogue or in the temple, and they would help to instruct the people in religious things or in things about God. Well, Jesus was invited to eat at their homes, but was Jesus a friend of them? No, they didn't like Jesus because he was teaching things that they didn't believe were true and that were going against what they thought the Bible taught. But you know what? Jesus is the Son of God, and Jesus came to help people to better understand God and his character, who God really is, not what the Pharisees thought he was. Well, the Pharisees didn't like Jesus, so then why would they invite him to their house to eat with them on the Sabbath? Do you think they had changed their minds about him? Were they finally deciding to believe in him? I wish they were watching him. We're going to read Luke 14, verse 1. I want you to look it up. So grab your Bibles, and we're going to go to Luke chapter 14, verse 1. Now, the Bible is divided into two separate parts, the Old Testament and the New Testament. The book of Luke is in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke. It's the third book in the New Testament. Now, once you find Luke, we're going to go to chapter 14. That's kind of towards the middle of the book of Luke. So you're going to look for those big numbers. The big numbers are our chapters. So are you ready? Luke chapter 14. You might have to flip the pages a little bit. Once you find 14, then we're going to start with verse 1. And it should just be right there at 14. Wherever you see your big 14, that's where we're going to start reading. So I am going to have Micah read this for us. Here we go.
Now it happened, as he went into the house of one of the rulers of the Pharisees to eat bread on the Sabbath, that they watched him closely.
So our answer is that they had planned something where they hoped to trap him. They were trying to be sneaky, and they didn't want him to know what their real intentions were. Do you know what that trap was? Well, let's look at verse 2. Right after verse 1, right where we stopped reading, let's read verse 2. Aiden is going to do this one for us. So Luke chapter 14, verse 2. Here we go.
And behold, there was a certain man before him who had dropsy.
The trap was they had invited a sick man and they wanted Jesus to notice him. Because remember what day it was? It was the Sabbath day. Did the Pharisees believe that anyone should be healed on Sabbath? No, they didn't. It didn't matter how miserable they were not to be healed because healing was doing work. So they were going to try to trick Jesus, and they wanted to see if they could get Jesus to heal him. They knew that Jesus had compassion on those who weren't feeling good. So they knew if they invited this man, then Jesus would heal him, or they hoped he would. And then if he healed him on Sabbath, they could accuse him of breaking the law. Do you see the trap? But do you think that Jesus already knew what the Pharisees had planned? You better believe it. He did. Jesus looked at this poor man that they had placed right in front of him, and he knew that dropsy was making part of his body swell and hurt. He also knew that everyone was watching to see if he would heal him on the Sabbath. If he did, then they would say that, Jesus, you have broken God's law. Instead of doing that, first off, Jesus asked them a question. Verse 3. You've already found Luke chapter 14, right? We've read verse 1 and we've read verse 2. Now we're going to read verse 3.
And Jesus answering spoke to the lawyers and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?"
What did he do? He asked them a question. Jesus was really good at asking questions, wasn't he? He waited for an answer, but everyone kept quiet. The Pharisees didn't really know what to say, but you know what? Jesus healed that poor man and he sent him home. And then what question did he ask the Pharisees? Look at verse 4, 5, and 6. Luke chapter 14, verses 4, 5, and 6. Let's see what Jesus asked. Here we go.
But they kept silent, and he took him and healed him and let him go. Then he answered them, saying, "Which of you, having a donkey or an ox that has fallen into a pit, will not immediately pull him out on the Sabbath day?" And they could not answer him regarding those things.
So Jesus asked him, "What would you do if your animal has fallen into a pit? What would you do if it was Sabbath?" They knew what they would do. They would help him. How much more then should they be helping those who have fallen into sin? Does God love people even more than he loves animals? Yes, he does. In the Bible, it talks about how God sees each little sparrow that falls. Even a little bird, if it dies, God notices. He sees that. You know the question that Jesus asked, "Would you not help your animal on Sabbath?" It actually reminds me of a story that happened to me. When I was a girl, I lived with my family and we had birds. We had 4 cockatiels. They're so cute. They're small. They can learn to talk. A friend of ours had a bird, the same kind, and she didn't do anything with her bird. And her bird was very lonely. And so she said, "Do you want my bird?" And we said, "Sure." Well, that bird's name was Lefty. And Lefty came to live with our birds. We kept them outdoors in what's called an aviary. Our aviary was made out of chicken wire with inside chicken wire, and then it had a little door to go to this little in-between area, and then it had an outer ring of chicken wire so that basically the walls were two layers of chicken wire with about a foot and a half, 18 inches between. So you would go in one door, close the door behind you, open the door into the aviary, go in, you were in with the birds, you could feed them, you could give them water, you could hold them. Then when you got done, you walked out, closed the door behind you, and then opened the door to the outside. Well, one Sabbath morning, we went out and we fed our birds and gave it water. And as we were going out of the door, somehow this bird Lefty flew out in between us. We were a little careless, flew out in between the doors and got outside. And he flew and he flew and he flew. And we watched him, and we're kind of on the edge of this small valley. And we saw him go up, 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 way up. And he flew around in big circles. And then he landed in a huge pine tree down in the valley. So my sister and I went racing into the house. "Mommy, Daddy, Lefty got out." And they came running. My dad said, "Well, where is he?" And we're like, "He flew into that pine tree way down there." So we ran down to the pine tree and looked way up in the pine tree. And guess what? We saw him. He was about 40 feet off the ground, loving his freedom. But we knew that he didn't know how to survive. He eats seeds and things like that, and he's always been in captivity. He's always been in a cage. So he would not be able to know how to find food or water or how to survive. So we knew that if we didn't get him back, he would die. Well, my dad climbed up the tree and he got kind of out to the edge, and Lefty came closer and closer, and then Lefty kind of fluttered down to another limb. So my dad said, "Go get a pillowcase." So we ran back up to the house and we got a pillowcase and brought it to my dad, and he climbed back up again right to where Lefty was, and pretty soon Lefty got closer and closer. My dad stuck his hand into the pillowcase, because Lefty wasn't the nicest bird ever. He would bite. And so my dad waited until Lefty got just close enough, and then he grabbed him with his hand in the pillowcase, flipped the pillowcase over. So now Lefty was inside of the pillowcase, tied a loose knot so he wasn't going to get hurt. And then he stuck the pillowcase in his belt so that Lefty was just kind of dangling in the pillowcase, and he climbed down the tree. And we put Lefty back into the aviary with his friends, and he got food and water, and his little escapade was over. Now, we could have said, "Oh, it's Sabbath. We shouldn't be doing anything like that. We shouldn't help our bird. He'll survive. Or if he doesn't, oh well, it's the Sabbath." Did we say anything like that? No, we didn't. We loved our little bird, and we knew that if we didn't get him right away, then he would be lost forever and he would die out there. Well, that's what Jesus was talking about to the Pharisees. How much more does Jesus love people? Does Jesus want us to help people? He does. You know, I want to be like Jesus. I want to help those that are miserable and in need around me. What about you? Let's pray that Jesus will come into our hearts and help us to be able to help those around us. Dear Heavenly Father, come into our hearts today. Help us to be more like you. Help us to be able to see those who are in need around us, those who are sick or miserable in sin. Help us to be able to show them how much you care for them and how much you want them to be with you in heaven. Go with us today, we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, we have a new memory verse. It's from Luke chapter 14, verse 11. We're actually going to talk about it a little later this week, but it says, "He who humbles himself will be exalted." Now we have a new memory verse song with this memory verse. So I want you to listen today as we sing the memory verse song, and as you get more familiar with it as the week goes on, I want you to sing along with us. Are you ready? Let's go.
Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. Whoever exalts himself will be
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.